This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States Embassy in Kabul on Thursday urged U.S. citizens to leave Afghanistan immediately using available commercial flight options amid a speedy Taliban advance across the country. Taliban fighters captured the strategic Afghan city of Ghazni on Thursday. This takes them within 150 kilometers or 95 miles of Kabul, the latest in their rapid takeover as the United States withdraws its troops from the country, leaving the Afghan government to fight the Islamist group on its own. A notice on the U.S. Embassy in Kabul's website said, quote, given the security conditions and reduced staffing, the embassy's ability to assist U.S. citizens in Afghanistan is extremely limited, even within Kabul. The United States on April 27th ordered government employees out of its embassy in Kabul if their work could be done elsewhere, citing increasing violence in the city. The U.S. Health Department said Thursday it will require all its public-facing healthcare workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19 amid a surge in hospitalizations driven by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. The policy will apply to around 25,000 Department of Health and Human Services employees who could come in contact with patients, just under a third of its total workforce. The HHS is the third federal department to introduce a vaccine mandate, following similar edicts from the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Pentagon in recent weeks. U.S. President Joe Biden announced in July that all federal employees must attest to being vaccinated or face tough restrictions such as regular testing. COVID-19 vaccines are free and widely available in the United States, yet only half of the population is fully vaccinated. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's population declined by 1.2% in the last year, including nearly 90,000 more residents departing than moving to the city, figures released Thursday showed, as Beijing cracked down on dissent and the pandemic kept the finance hub sealed off. The population decrease continues the largest decline since the city began keeping comparable records in 1961 and comes during a period of intense political turmoil. Hong Kong had only once before recorded a year of population decline by 0.2% after the SARS epidemic in 2003. The city houses a rapidly aging society with deaths over the last year outstripping births by nearly 12,000. But the government data also revealed a new cause for population decline, more residents leaving than arriving. Turkish police on Thursday detained dozens of people after a mob of angry men smashed shops and cars believed to belong to Syrian migrants in the capital. The unrest broke out late Wednesday in response to a fight between locals and migrants in which one Turkish national was stabbed to death. Images on social media showed shouting men breaking past police and then attacking cars and shops believed to be owned by Syrian families. They smashed windows with stones and crowbars and tore down the metal grill of one store before breaking in and ransacking its shelves. The Ankara police said they detained 76 people who were suspected of involvement in the violence. Italian firefighters said Thursday they had battled more than 500 blazes overnight, as another death was reported, taking the total linked to wildfires to 4 over the past week. Temperatures are soaring and setting what believed to be a new European record of nearly 49 degrees Celsius or 120 degrees Fahrenheit in Sicily on Wednesday. Southern Europe has experienced intense heat waves and wildfires this summer, with deaths also recorded in Greece and Turkey, as experts warn that climate change increases the intensity and frequency of such extreme weather events. The searing heat is due to continue in Italy for several days and risks fueling fires that have already plagued much of the country south in recent weeks. And Britain's most senior police officer on Thursday said detectives will re-examine allegations against Prince Andrew due to the U.S. civil suit filed this week for alleged sexual abuse. The head of London's Metropolitan Police said the force will review the claims after previously opting not to open an investigation. Virginia Giuffre on Monday filed a claim in New York alleging the late U.S. financier Jeffrey Epstein regularly abused her and lent her out to, quote, powerful men for sex, including the Duke of York. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.